when I was in the gutter, when I was in the bottom of the barrel, literally, because I was a hopeless alcoholic and drunkard, could not see my way out, could not see my way home, could not see my way unto peace. But the Lord had mercy on me. Back in 1980, when I was a miner there in Wyoming, drunk out of my skull, the Lord came. The next morning, I turned on the TV and a man preaching the gospel, the pure gospel of Christ, saying, come, come, if you out there, a sinner, would love to give your heart, would love to be forgiven of every sin that you have ever committed. If that is you, then you can give your heart to Jesus this morning. And I feel the Lord, as John was saying, the Lord is calling to our hearts. He's calling to the depth of our hearts and souls this morning. He's calling to America to come repent. For it's the day and the time of the Lord. The Lord draws near and is drawing near. We see the days approaching, even as Matthew wrote in his gospel. We see the days approaching. For the Lord is calling all to the ends of the earth, that we might be saved to the uttermost, to the even to the depth of our soul. Even to the depth of our soul. The Lord gave me a word the other day, if I can find it, in Isaiah. And it's from Isaiah 50. And it says, the Lord hath given me the tongue of the learned, that I should know how to speak a word in season to him that is weary. He awakens my ear morning by morning. He awakens my ear to hear as one that has learned or is learned. I was not a great educated man, as we have here in the church, a lot of. But since I gave my heart to the Lord, we as people that have been saved can give our heart and our ear to hear as the one that is learned, so that he makes us smarter, it seems like, than we think we are. You know, the Lord really gives us a learning and a teaching of life, and he speaks to the depth of our soul. It speaks to the very core of a man and a woman's being, to the very depth, that part that was broken in the garden, that it could be made whole again. And I know that there's many that have been walking in almost the shadow of death, because their soul has been overcome, either through sickness or looking after a loved one, or even getting aged and old. Your soul grows weary. Do you think that the Lord knew the scriptures on the day that he walked to the cross? For the Lord hath opened mine ear, and I was not rebellious, neither did I turn away my back. This is Isaiah 56. I gave my back to the smiters and my cheeks to them that plucked off the hair from my beard. I hid not my face from the shame of their spitting. For I knew, and this is, the Lord like gave me a picture of the Lord when he was walking and knew that he was going to go to the cross. He could recall this even as they were pulling his beard, even as they were smiting him on his back. He knew this, for it says, for the Lord will help me, therefore I shall not be confounded, that I have set my face like a flint, and I know that I shall never be ashamed. That word is for the weary this morning. If you've been walking in weariness of soul and heaviness, even close, it sometimes feels like, we might not admit it, but close to wanting to die. The depth of our soul can go that deep, where we want to, Lord, take this from me. Jesus himself walked in that same attitude, but he knew that the Lord would help him. He trusted in the Lord. He trusted with all of his heart and soul and might, that he knew, even though he would hang upon a tree for you and for I, he knew that the Lord, he trusted, I mean, even to the, you know, the immensity of death, yet he knew that he would be resurrected after the third day. And I'm speaking to those that are heavy and weary this morning, that the Lord's same promise to himself is the same promise to you and to I, who have walked in the ways of the Lord and sometimes in the depth of sorrow. But the Lord will bring us up out of all of our darkness and out of the depth even of our soul. You know, I drew a picture. I've been reading to the children, 4-year-olds. It's been my pleasure and great joy to read them Little Pilgrim's Progress to a 4-year-old, to a class full of 4-year-olds. And you know, I read the other day, and it was about the pilgrim going down the road, and little Christian came to the cross. And I showed this picture to the little ones there, the 4-year-olds, where the little Christian is there, and the little, that blue part, represents his burdens, his troubles, and all of his sin and his shame. And it's rolling off of his back as he came to the cross. And the little children, 4 years old, when I said, look, his burden, his rolling, his troubles, his fears are rolling from his back down onto the floor. The little children's eyes lit up. Like, I mean, literally, I saw, you know, you could feel the burden of their own little soul roll down that hill just as the pilgrims did. And I thought, this is amazing, Lord, that even your beautiful gospel a four-year-old can understand, that the burdens of life can be rolled off their own shoulders, off of their own bags, and they can be free, looking to the cross from whence they were saved. I just rejoiced with them that morning, and we just prayed, and it was just a glorious time. Just like this morning where we're singing, "It is well with my soul." My most favorite song is "It is well with my soul." I didn't know they were going to sing that this morning. But the Lord knew sometimes the depth of our own soul. You know, and the deepness where the Lord sometimes takes us. Not Texas. Takes us. That's better. Not Texas. Sorry. English broke down. But he gave his back to the smiters, and so by his stripes we are healed. They plucked his beard, and he hid not from the shame of the spitting of them that were confronting him that day. I believe I'm saying this because there might be some here who need to give their full heart and soul and mind unto the Lord this morning. I believe the Lord is calling with all sincerity and with all his power and with all of his love, with all of his mercy, with all of his strength unto us this morning. We, the body of Christ, here at Christ the Rock, he is calling unto us that we might fully be engaged with the Lord, and that we turn not our backs upon him, but we would be as them that are of the learned, and they would hear the word of the Lord. And the word of the Lord to those that are weary is that the Lord is your light, and he is your help in your time of need. He will strengthen you even when you think that there is no other help in him. But Jesus, who trusted in the Lord himself, we need to trust the Lord today. We need to completely, like, yield everything that is within us, that we can fully trust the Lord, because the days are coming when we're fully going to have to be committed to the Lord, mind, body, soul, and spirit completely, because the day of the Lord is growing closer and closer as we, in this 2017, there is a time. I don't believe that the Lord's, like, you know, that the time is short. I'll put it that way. I just believe the time is short. Nobody knows the hour or the time, but the Lord said we could, as the buds on the branch in the summertime when they come in the spring and they sprout, that you know that summer is getting close. I believe the buds are on the branch, and the Lord is speaking to his people that he is getting very close to the trumpet sound, and that the Lord himself will come with a shout, and he will call up those that he has called unto himself. So I just, like the burden, I want that burden, just like the pilgrim, that it rolled off. I want every burden to be rolled off. of your lives this morning, that there be nothing more between you and the Lord. No, nothing between you and the Lord. That it is a time for us to be truthful and honest with the Lord. He is not here to condemn us, as the prophet said earlier, but he is here to save us, to have mercy on us, to lift us up, to love us, and to strengthen us for this day that is coming on the earth. I believe with all my soul that the Lord is coming, and that we need to be ready, that we can be the light to those that sit in darkness, that we can be that light where Jesus has shined into our darkness and brought forth a word of hope in season to those that are weary. The Lord is here to strengthen us this day. He is here to lift us up. He has never come to condemn us. He was condemned that we might be set free. His ways are righteous. His ways are glorious. His ways are lovely to those of us who have been saved from the uttermost, from the depth of hell. The Lord has saved my soul, and he has lifted me up. And I hope that everyone here would respond as we sing that song again. It is well with my soul. Let us sing it once again. If we could.
With all my eyes are on you, through it all.